I just don't want to be like another girl that goes out with an acoustic guitar. I want to kind of be different and do something that not many people have done before.
This is Something from Nothing, and I'm Justin Lewis. On this week's episode, I talk with young up-and-coming musician
Late July, aka Kayla Tuttle.
And if you see her play live, one of the first things you'll notice is her stage setup. Late is, in her words, a
one-woman band.
More on that later. Late July, spelled L-E-I-G-H-T, and July, like the month, is indeed a stage name. The name, she told me, is inspired partially because...
First off, I was born in late July.
The spelling difference? She wanted it to look more like a name, and with a laugh said, it's prettier to sign. But she also uses the name because it is the title of a Shaky Graves song. His music has inspired her in multiple ways.
And I saw this guy on a suitcase drum playing a tambourine, a drum, playing guitar, and singing at the same time. And I was automatically inspired. And I was like, man, I feel like I can do something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, gold digger took my money, dipped my heart and hands in honey. Oh, snake lady stole my savings. Gold digger, she was having my baby's will. Gold digger swung. Snake lady fell.
There's not many other people that do that kind of stuff, so...
Late wanted to separate herself in some way, and this, for her, was it.
I felt like I didn't really need to be another girl with an acoustic guitar. I felt like I needed something more, something to stand out. So I felt like, you know, if I fell into that category of the one-man band, there's not many one-man bands out there, so I thought I could start something up.
And start something up, she did. Although it hasn't always been smooth, Late recalled the first performance she ever had with the suitcase drum in August of 2016.
The very first performance I had with a suitcase drum, it actually wasn't even a suitcase drum. It was like this random suitcase that we found at like the shed or something, like this store. And we turned it sideways and there wasn't even a drum head on it. Like it just... plain suitcase, and we had like these little, I don't even know, these sticky things to go on the bottom of it so it wouldn't fall over. Mm-hmm. And then in my other shoe, I would have this shoe tambourine. And the very first performance was at the Kentucky State Fair competition, the Coca-Cola Classic, and golly, that suitcase fell over, the tambourine fell out of my shoe. It was so embarrassing, but of course, my dad, my wonderful dad, came up there in the middle of the song while I was still performing and put the tambourine back in my shoe. Yeah, it was,
in her words, very embarrassing. This seems like a good time to point out, Late has a tremendous amount of family support. After her father saved her performance, he went the next step and made a suitcase drum for her.
Dad actually started building the actual suitcase drum with the drum head and stuff like that because he knew I was getting kind of serious about it. Like, I really wanted an actual suitcase drum.
Now that Late was equipped, she went out to the gazebo in downtown Paducah to see what kind of impact she could have playing in public this time around. Late recalls that warm summer night.
Oh my gosh. You know, what are these people going to think of me? You know, this is my first time downtown performing, mm-hmm. even though it's not for money, of course. But I was like, I wonder how many tips I'm going to get, you know? Mm-hmm. I wonder if anyone's going to stop and, like, listen to me. But, I guess it was kind of busy that night, but there weren't many people that stopped by. I mean, I wasn't very good at it anyway, but I was still working my way up.
Late went on to describe more about how she was feeling during the set.
Honestly, I felt like I couldn't do it. I was like, no one's really paying attention to me. I was like, this is fun and all, but I'm not going to be able to do this for the rest of my life. Like, I just thought that maybe if I performed at the gazebo, I'd like have this light bulb and I'd be like, yes, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But like after that, I was like, no, I'm kind of burnt out already. I've only played 2 songs.
And it wasn't just the emotional toll of playing in front of people. The physical challenge of playing the drum was, you could say, kicking in. She thought to herself,
the suitcase is kind of getting to me. My calves are starting to tighten up. And then people, like, wouldn't stop or whatever. And I was like, maybe this isn't for me, you know.
But just when she was doubting herself, that parental support entered the equation again. Late's mom and dad believed in her. They suggested playing the open mic night at Silent Brigade 2 days later.
All right, I'll give it one more shot, you know. Played my favorite song, If Not For You by Shaky Graves. That's like my favorite song to play. Like, it has so much instrument action. After that, they were like, oh my gosh, can you perform tomorrow night for 3 hours? And I was like, no way. I'm so excited but nervous at the same time, because 3 hours worth of material? I only had like 20 minutes worth of material. I had like 7 songs I knew at the most.
Late took this opportunity and worked hard to make the most of it. She said this has been a description of her career so far.
The next day, whew, I worked on that for 8 hours.
Even with all that hard work, it was difficult, understandably, to fill 3 hours. So she, with a grin, admitted.
Replayed multiple songs the next night.
That didn't seem to matter, though.
They seemed to dig me, and then I finally loosened up, and I was like, you know what? I'm having fun, honestly. I did get quite a bit of attention. I guess that's what I really needed. I needed attention. But yeah, I mean, just for someone else to like me besides my parents, it felt good. It felt good. They were like, oh, you can do that all at once. And I was like, yeah, I'm a little rusty, but hey, I can do this. I believe in myself.
What a difference 2 days can make. Late made such an impression based on one performance. I was curious, did performing come natural to her?
I'm not really a natural performer. I just like practice a lot. I'd say naturally I get into the music. Naturally, I like to do what I do, and I love to perform, so I'm going to be into the music, and I'm going to look like I'm natural, but it's just a lot of practice, like with the whole instrument thing.
Oh yeah, that instrument thing. As she said earlier, Late is a one-woman band. As mentioned, she plays a suitcase drum. It really is made from a suitcase. It still mostly looks like a suitcase. It has a handle, clips to close, an old-timey piece of luggage. I picked it up. It's about as heavy as a packed suitcase. She has it decorated with stickers, the Beatles, Beale Street, Batman. The front side is what gives it away as unique. There is where you see the drum, complete with interior LED lights. She is right. It sets her apart. It should also be noted Late plays a tambourine with her other free foot. And for good measure, will from time to time play harmonica. She is indeed a one-woman band. Ask her how much more difficult it was playing songs with the drum.
Honestly, I like playing with the suitcase drum better than without, because it actually like makes me keep beat and stuff, you know?
It wasn't easy getting here, though. Just like the rest of her, albeit short to this point, career, she has combined opportunity with hard work.
Probably the hardest part starting off was just getting like to the right tempo, like with both my hands and my feet at the same time. But then as I started performing more and more, I got like, you know, a couple double kicks in there, and then I'd get, you know, a little fancy with it and slow it down and bring the tempo back up. But yeah, I'd say like at first it was just actually getting the tempo down in both my hands and my feet.
In addition to being a one-person band, she also writes songs. At the time of this recording, she has around
14 or 15. I'm still working on some, getting the kinks and bumps out of it.
Late described the songwriting process.
I usually like to listen to other music whenever I'm trying to write my own original songs. I usually find like a certain word or phrase that I hear, or like a certain chord progression, like some type of tempo that I like, and I write it down, record it, or something like that. And I usually go off of just like one word, and then let's say poison. I love the word poison for some reason. I just have a whole list of words that I just like, just in general. And then I go off of that one word, and then I just write a song about poison. I don't know where it's going, what it's going to mean, but that's how it is. And I usually have like random riffs and stuff that I just put aside for later, just in case.
Lake puts in a lot of work at home, honing her craft. but is also being trained in college.
I love Murray State. It's a wonderful music program.
The challenge for her is...
Right now, I'm like singing some classical stuff. I'm not really used to that at all. Definitely because I wasn't ever trained to sing classical music. You know, I've always just sang pop stuff or whatever. So it's kind of complicated. I'm still getting in that transition to, you know, performing gigs on the weekend. And then during the school week, I have to sing classical stuff, like with my voice lessons teacher.
Lake closed by playing one of her originals entitled The Addict.
It's probably one of my favorite songs because of the word choices. It's more of like a metaphorical thing where it's talking about people and their bad habits, but some people are too quick to judge. So it's more about talking about how everyone has their own kind of poison, you know, not to judge so quickly.
Oh, and after the hill, there are rivers and lakes, just like the ones we used to take when our love had first begun. Oh, take a whiff of that good old tree. Don't you think you can agree that it makes you feel so free?
This has been Something from Nothing, a WKMS podcast that features an individual who uses their unique talent and skill to create something from nothing. For past episodes, go to WKMS.org, podcast app, or NPR1, and look for next week's show at the same places. To see photos and videos of the artists and past shows, go to Something from Nothing on Facebook or at Something from Nothing Podcast via Instagram. This show was produced by Chad Lampe and me. I'm your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.
Getting a little tipsy off the valley's taste. To our bodies, it's toxic waste, but we don't care what we've been told. Yeah, well, some say it's an addiction. Some say it's a prescription. Oh, is to judge. We all are filled up with poison. Yeah, well, up in the trees there are some crazy things. All those amphetamines will give you wings and will lead to more than enough. Yeah, take a little pick off the cottonwood. You know you haven't ever felt this good, but you won't know what you'll become. Yeah, well, some say it's an addiction. Some say it's a prescription. Some say it's a prescription. Oh, it's a judge. We all are filled up with poison. Yeah, who is to judge? We are filled up with our